This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another episode of Good Day Health. Hello, I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronos. When I say colleague, I'm not a doctor, but I consider him to be a broadcast colleague, and so that's where it fits in. He's been doing radio programs for quite a long time. He and I think, have been together for, what, 14, 15, 16 years? We've been doing this? Something in that
many
vicinity,
yes.
Anyway. And over the years, we've become very close personal friends. He's very helpful. You love his manner. A lot of people are going to him. I was with a doctor yesterday. Ken and I were just talking about me being, and I've let my HIPAA restrictions go to the wind because I think you can learn. I'm happy to be, as I say, a guinea pig for information. I had, Ken thinks, and so do some others, that I had a TIA, which is a transischemic something or other event.
Transient ischemic attack, reversible mini stroke.
There you go. All right, so anyway, Ken urged me to go to a neurologist. So yesterday I went to a neurologist, and he thought about what Ken has said. The brain doctor, exactly. And he examined the usual stuff, hold your hands out, the usual stand up, hold your one foot up, that stuff, which I've had now gone through about a dozen times. And then, he said, well, maybe you didn't really have a TIA, maybe you had something else. And, of course, Ken chortled at that. And then he wants me to do an implantable loop recorder, which Ken says, how many people listening to this program right now have one of these? And if you do, do you know how it's being measured? And I guess I would wonder why they would keep it in for a year. What happens? Will it will tell in a year whether I have any worms hanging around in my heart, as you call them? The worms, like, what is it? Atrial fibrillation is like a bag of worms beating in your heart. Right. Isn't that how you describe it?
Right.
Yeah.
He must have thought you had a TIA, and he's just not sure, as I am or anyone, what was the cause. Mm-hmm. And we're going through a series of tests, not all at once, but until we try to find, if we can, the cause, because we don't want you to have the big one.
Nope.
Because TIAs, one thinks, oh, we got the little one out, we're all fine, but actually, usually it's a warning that there's a big one coming if we don't do something, so we're trying very hard.
Because I had one, 20, 25 years ago, and I had forgotten about it, but my other primary care doctor here, Dr. Bordick, said, I remember when you first came to see me that you had one of these things. And it's kind of just gone out of my mind. We didn't really do anything about it. I went to see him, and that was it. I didn't go to the hospital. I didn't have any tests. I didn't have any of it.
Are we sure that was a TIA many years ago?
I don't know. I mean, we're not sure that we had one now.
No, but it was exactly the same thing as what happened this time?
No.
Okay,
I don't remember what happened
point before.
It was kind of a moment of me losing some sort of reality quotient.
We're not sure that was a TIA. This one, you were examined by several doctors and neurologists in the hospital. The event that occurred currently, the ER doctor confirmed, the neurologist in the hospital confirmed. So this one we know was a TIA. The one you had several decades ago, we're not really sure. It was a different kind of event.
I wonder how many people listening to us right now have had that experience. How many of them had the monitor? How many of them had a TEE, which I never had heard of before you said get a TEE?
Transesophageal echo. It's an echo from looking inside, like you're having an upper endoscopy. The imaging tip is at the surface of the endoscopy tube. And we do this to see if you have a clot in the heart or a hole in the heart.
And that's exactly what this neurologist said to me. He said, that's a good idea. I'd do that. He was, it's just, I am fortunate that I have access to lots of people, although Ken thinks
you have too many opinions. You have too many good opinions.
Good opinions. All right. Well, listen, got to balance them all and figure out what's going on. Listen, this is a big change for me in my life. I've never been on meds before. I know you are. And I take it as that. But I've never been on any meds before. So it's a big thing for me. And more importantly, what you pointed out to me, and you didn't want to say in as many words, but you said gently, talk to your therapist. And I knew exactly what you were saying, and I came, I stepped right up to the plate.
You must have, because you've digested this so much better.
Well, I've digested it because I know myself, and I know that there in the ego, we all have an ego, and it's not the
ego. Doug Steffen has an ego? Wait a second.
It's a small e.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
You did talk to a therapist. What insight? Go on.
My ego didn't want me to admit
exactly.
that I was fallible,
exactly.
that I was susceptible to things that other human beings would have, because I've lived a life that's been different than most people.
Groundbreaking insight. Go on.
And how I've lived my life. So I've not had any need for meds. And, you know, they're all amazed when I tell them I've never done drugs.
You have a great therapist.
I don't do any alcohol, and those things are usually what brings about some of these challenges, maybe earlier on, though. Get to be my age, I guess it's pretty rare. And the other side of it is to be thankful that there are things like these statins, even though they're anathema to guys like Jack Stockwell, they are there and have, in this circumstance, I'm convinced, you know, somebody said, well, in 30 years I might do this, that, or the other thing. I'll be damn thankful if I'm still around in 30 years to worry about whether there's some outcome from taking statins, because at that point I'll be 103.
In all fairness to my good friend Jack, Jack, if one has plaque and they're carotid and they had a TIA, is Jack really against the statin in that setting?
No.
I just want to give fairness to Jack. Go on.
By the way, the business of what the neurologist said, he was amazed. I told him that I have no plaque anywhere in my thoracic cavity. Clean, no arterial plaque, nothing. And I said that you said that it was due to taking fish oil supplements, and he also agreed, yep, fish oil is great for you. So I said, well, why do I have, I ask him the same question I ask everybody else. So if I have a clear thoracic cavity and no plaque there, why do I have carotid? He said, because it's a different kind of plaque. It acts differently. But he said, you've got 40 on one side, 50 on another. We don't really worry about it until you get to be 70. And I think the first time you measured it, you said the same thing to me.
Correct.
But I don't, who wants to wait? I don't want to, then they have a Roto-Rooter, go up in there and clean the stuff out. One of my dearest fellows, my second father, and this was 1980, but he died of a stroke because the plaque got loose in his carotid.
Exactly.
And gonzo.
And that's what the statin lowers the risk dramatically of.
Yeah, right. So I'm for it. I'm on it. We just got to find one that doesn't give me crazy cramps.
We will. We will.
Yep.
I try to give you the best stuff, and you don't want it.
I want it. I do want the best stuff. That's just it.
I
don't want stuff that's going to make me crazy. Dr. Ken here from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. If you want a really good consult, you don't want to. And by the way, this guy, the neurologist said to me, it's unusual for me to see patients these days. Most of the stuff I'm doing is online. I said, I understand that, but I insisted that you see me. And he said, yep, it's a good idea in this circumstance. I want to see what you're all about. So, but yeah, a lot of people are doing it, whether it's cardiology, no matter what. But if you want a good consult, general conversation with a man who knows the body from head to toe, Ken's your man. And if you call the office at 352-735-1400, you can begin a relationship with him that may help you through all kinds of things. And we talk about that in our most recent Good Day Health podcast with Dr. Ken. Actually, we have three or four main topics each time we get together. The main one here, or at least one of the main ones, lowering your risk of cervical cancer. One of the things that we talked about. We also viewed or looked at skin-on-skin contact with infants and how critical that is to them developing. And speaking of babies, the mothers who are exposed to gluten maybe helps the baby not be gluten intolerant. All right, lots of things, lots and lots of information every week. Dr. Ken, the most recent Good Day Health podcast is at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get into it here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his analysis of a lot of things that have appeared this week in the medical journals. I think one of the things, the most speculative stuff has been on Trump and his treatment. You want to talk about the things that he was given and whether, some of the stuff was kind of controversial, it would seem anyway, Ken.
We know how he was treated, and I think this a lesson here to everybody and of great interest, because we have been looking for very effective therapeutics. And interestingly, Trump identified one interest early, the hydroxychloroquine with the Z-Pak, which you also identified very early from this world-famous infectious disease doctor at the University Medical School in Marseille, France. And unfortunately, that got so politicized. And then all along, we've been, as the vaccines are in development, we've been looking for new therapeutics. And it always seemed to me, among others, if we could have a monoclonal antibody for a virus, that's where we actually give you the individual early on, as soon as you're infected, turn positive with the test. What your immune system hopefully will make is a selective antibody against the virus, that would be an amazingly effective therapeutic. And very cleverly, Regeneron scientists put together a cocktail of two antibodies from the same B cell that selectively severs the limbs of the virus where it attaches onto the receptor in the airways of the body. If you've seen these models of the coronavirus, on its limbs, it holds on to the receptors. Yeah. It has these little claws, these daggers. Yeah. And this cocktail selectively breaks off these daggers that connect to the body.
That was the stuff that was invented by the scientists in the war room in the Wuhan laboratory. This was how people know that this wasn't just an accident, because these things were deliberately engineered, if you will, into the product. And that's why it's had as devastating effect as it has. More on the COVID situation. We've got a couple of stories, and then we'll move on to other areas. Here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Stepp.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, and I know you're teasing me because we have that relationship. But there's, with the inflammation that is, you know, all disease is caused by inflammation. Something is not right, out of sync, and it causes an inflammation. And I think I may have had emotional inflammation, in terms of you and I talking about the therapy and thinking about what it is that triggers me, and so I think that understanding that we're all human and we're going to have certain things that happen to us as we get older, you need to sort of claim or reclaim your equilibrium if you're anxious about things. And who, when they hear, you know, whatever the diagnosis, Ken has people come to his office every day and he has to tell them they have heart disease, and here's how you treat it. So do you concentrate on the heart disease? Or do you concentrate on fixing it? And that goes for the emotional side of it, too. So, you know, psychologically, you get told, I got heart disease. My God, what am I going to do? And then you work through it. Think about what the alternatives are. If you do nothing, then see you later. But if you listen to guys like Ken and listen to the other people in my circumstance who have expertise, then you learn from it and you understand they know more about it than you do. I mean, you can certainly read up and you can certainly study up and you can come do a lot of research. But, I mean, guys like Ken, they've been at this for 35 or 40 years. What, you think you're going to know more than they do? Ken will happily tell you that he knows more now. He doesn't even pay attention to what he learned in medical school because everything's changed. And it does. And so, you know, give yourself the support that you need, and hopefully for you and everybody in your family, that they all understand what it is that you're going through, and they don't say, oh, gee, that's too bad, I feel so sorry for you. That's BS. They're not going to help you. What can we do to help is the best question, and that would be support and getting the kinds of treatment that you need. You know, if you need a ride to the doctor, that's the stuff that helps, not saying, oh, gee, I'm so sorry. That's baloney. Having said that, I think that sounds like tough love, Ken, don't you? A little bit?
I think that you've made some progress over the past couple of weeks in dealing with your own circumstances, and you need to be congratulated.
Well, you know what? One of the things that set me going, I've been thinking about this, and my children and I have been back and forth about, you know, the difference. Let's say something did happen, and I was gone. Would they be upset because they stayed away from me for these months because they were worried about passing it on. I noticed that Fauci has been talking about his daughters, and because he's 79, they don't want to go to his house for Thanksgiving, because even though you're a young, quote, vigorous guy, you're 79 years old. And we'll be going from cities that have a lot of coronavirus, and we don't want to pass it on to you. So they send their love to him via Zoom. So he says, sounds, that's kind of a hard argument, isn't it?
It's very difficult for our elderly dealing with their grandkids, even with their kids, because of the isolation. You know, these are the issues that are going to have long-term effects on us. There are so many long-term effects that isolation has on us, so much more dramatically than just the sudden acute deaths that we're counting. Yeah. And we can talk about all of the long-term effects of isolation, and this is why a lot of public health people are rethinking whether isolation is the best, except for those who are at high risk of getting severe COVID-19. Yeah.
And that's why we kind of need to go back to school. We need to open up businesses, so you go to the restaurant. You take matters into your own hand. It's time for you to be able to make your own decisions on this and live with the decisions that you make. I think that's kind of where it's all at. Now, there are a couple of more COVID things we need to talk about before we move on to some other things. Because this is still the issue of the day. We talk about it in the next half hour here on Good Day Health.
Social distancing has made going to a conventional movie theater difficult, if not impossible. However, what had been an entertainment relic is now a rediscovered form of cinema. According to Mini USA, drive-in movies are the ideal event for anyone with a car, because drivers can enjoy a common experience with friends and family while still taking appropriate precautions. For a free guide with tips and fun facts on how to enjoy a drive-in experience, visit miniusa.com/drive-in.
If you want to hunt turkeys on your home turf this fall, you'll need a habitat that will attract them. And Michael Waddell, the creator of the Bone Collector series, says that your lawnmower can help. It can allow you to build out a plot of land that's friendly for turkeys to nest, feed, and hide from other predators. For more of Waddell's secrets, check out Xmark's free new video, Backyard Life Turkey Habitat Tips, at backyard.xmark.com. That's backyard.xmark.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From showering to shaving, what if that time in the bathroom was spent relaxing with music or maybe learning from a podcast? Well, that's the idea behind the Hilo Smart Mirror. Developer Zach Alorfi explains.
The magic happens when you come close to it. It turns on automatically to give you access to an Android interface, something really familiar and intuitive for everyone. It has an integrated speakers and microphone. Just to give you some example, for instance, if you decided to put it in the bathroom, it changed the ambience of the space. Like, you can play some music from Spotify while you're showering, reading your local news while brushing your teeth, or you can even watch the latest episode of Netflix while you're taking a bath. You know, you can do so many things with it. So it's very versatile.
Pick up the Hilo Smart Mirror on Amazon or at HiloSmartMirror.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. Yeah, we learned it the same way you learned it.
President Trump's comments on Fox Business after learning the second presidential debate in Miami set for next Thursday will be virtual. The Nonpartisan Debate Commission making that announcement today. President Trump says he'll hold a campaign rally instead. Senators Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin sent a letter to CIA Director Gina Haspel expressing frustration with her failure to disclose Russian probe documents they requested more than 2 months ago.
This is really getting beyond the pale in terms of the obstruction and stonewalling that the Senator Grassley and I and others investigating this have had to endure.
The Wisconsin Republican saying he will continue the investigation. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Enthusiasm and engagement in the presidential election next month has risen this year as nearly three-quarters of Americans say they have given more thought to the vote. That's according to a new Gallup survey. The poll conducted from September 14th through the 28th shows 74% of respondents said they've given the elections quite a lot of thought. As far as why voter enthusiasm may be so high, Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty.
Well, the largest driver of this enthusiasm, I suspect, is just Donald Trump. Lots of Democrats are not turning out to vote for Joe Biden. They're turning out to vote against Donald Trump. Trump supporters love him. His opponents absolutely detest him. But I think there's something else going on here, which is that the two parties have never been more separated in modern political history than they are right now. I mean, I struggle to even think of two or three common core beliefs and values we have anymore. We're practically two tribes just living on a plot of land called America.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Calvary Chapel San Jose pastor Mike McClure reopened his church for indoor services on May 31st, the day of Pentecost on the Christian calendar. Since that opening, Pastor McClure has been fined over $220,000 by the state of California. McClure and his attorneys are arguing those fines are cruel and unusual punishment. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour on the air of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone back and forth on a couple of different things here. The things that were done to help the president get over his COVID. Some people thought that Pence had signs of it because his eyes were all bloodshot. And isn't it a matter of fact that the COVID more often enters through your eyes than any other open organ in your body?
The most common entry to the body is the nose. Probably 70% gets in through the nose. That's the most common. Then the mouth, and thirdly, the eyes. Mm-hmm. He was probably just up studying and working extra, But anyway, let's talk a little bit more about the treatment for President Trump.
Please.
There's a lot there. What's most exciting was this monoclonal antibody cocktail that was given to him. It's produced by Regeneron. And this entailed two specific antibodies that were manufactured that selectively destroy the ability of the virus to hold on in the receptor in the airway. It just takes out these little claws that the virus has to hold on in your body, and then it just gets washed away. It's really a clever way of getting rid of it. The fact that we could selectively make it, and in the past, although we've had good luck treating bacteria because they live outside the cell, the problem with our ability giving drugs for viruses which live inside cells. Remember, viruses can't survive unless they have a living body, another cell to live off of, inside of. So the collateral damage that has occurred in the past with drugs when we give them to into humans who are sick with a virus is often very horrible, and the human gets harmed before the virus gets harmed. But this is like a torpedo directly to the virus. There's no collateral damage. It goes right to a spot that is picked on the virus that's unique to the virus. And on this COVID-19 disease, the virus has its limbs just severed off. It can't hold on to the human airway anymore. It gets washed away and it's gone. And that is what was given to President Trump initially. It had been in phase 3 trial. He got the Regeneron one. Eli Lilly is also applying to the FDA for an emergency use authority. And this is very exciting. I think it's a total game changer in how we treat. And also, these are going to be exciting because the FDA this week extended by 2 months the monitoring time they want after you're given the vaccines that are right now in trial to make sure there are no unexpected bad effects. So we're going to need for even another 2 more months now very good therapeutics. So I think this is going to make the monoclonal antibody cocktail even more important. And I read right before we went on the show that President Trump was going to make sure that anyone who needs these get them for free. The government was going to cover the cost, and these would be widely available, hopefully shortly, as the companies that produce them get them out. I understand that Regeneron's saying that they have at least 50,000 doses ready to go and should have 100,000 more doses ready to go very shortly. And with Eli Lilly also having theirs, this should be available to most of us very quickly.
All right. So that's some good news.
The other two things that were given to President Trump was remdesivir, and this works by decreasing the ability of the virus to replicate. And then dexamethasone was also given because there's what we call a phase 2 reaction about 7 to 10 days after the onset of COVID. What gets you is the immune system in your own body overreacting, and this can cause from head to toe clotting, and this is what has done many people in, and that's why he was also given some dexamethasone to suppress and try to avoid this phase 2 reaction, this late action of the immune system, which can be very deadly.
All right, so there are a lot of things here. We're getting into not the weeds, but I think it's important to understand that the president is okay and in good hands, and at least
Can I make one other comment?
Yeah.
Because I've heard many people say, oh, you know, he's the president. Why'd he get treated like this?
Because he's the president.
Well, there's plenty of historical precedent of the president getting the cutting-edge treatment before it's widely available to the public. It goes back to President Roosevelt, FDR. Yes. FDR suffered from high blood pressure. Today we take it for granted, but back in the 40s, high blood pressure was not treated.
Kennedy got treatment for
Addison's disease early on, and then President Carter for his brain cancer. So there's plenty of examples of the presidents getting cutting-edge treatments before it's generally available to the public. So there's nothing different here.
All right. So let's pause for a moment. I want to do a couple of things, and then I want to get back to this great Barrington Declaration that has been not talked about enough, as a matter of fact. And we need to also visit the vaccine process. A lot of things. I think we're still bound to stick to mostly discussion about COVID because that's just the way it is. All right, we're moving along now. Program today, and most every day that you hear this program, you'll hear some information about Calitrin, which is the number one way to lose weight in our country. There's a new deal, kind of. I kind of like the idea of looking at things in a different way. So for some years now, I've been talking to you about this product, Calitrin, but now there's another product that they have that you can get using the same mechanism. That is, go to the website, which is toploss.com, and when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you can get a 90-day supply, another 90-day supply of Calitrin, or you can get a 90-day supply of what they call Belly Blast. That comes to you free. This is something that is fairly new. What they're doing is dealing with the issue that many of you have, that extra fat around your midriff. Women especially need to get rid of it because it's very dangerous. Dangerous for men, but more dangerous for women. So the benefits of Calitrin, it is the world's best drug-free weight loss program. Also boosts your energy levels, better digestion, joint pain, better sleep, all of that good stuff. And if you're going to invest in the Calitrin, the Belly Blast investment curbs sugar cravings. It is an appetite suppressant of sorts. It has three fat burners that target the midsection, and it's also an herbal diuretic. So all of those things can be yours. Let's go online right now to toploss.com. Check this stuff all out. When you're checking out, speaking of checking, use the discount code DJV. No shipping charges will accrue. It's a fabulous way for you to get that weight off and keep it off and get rid of the look, if you will. That's all at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is the message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Moving back into our focus on you and your health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, heard around the country and around the world on our website, gooddayhealthshow.com, where you can hear all the podcasts, discussions of medical things. Actually, we do that, too, now. The DJV show has a download. That's the Monday through Friday program that I do, and we talk about the evils of sugar and fructose, Ken, alcohol being so full of sugar, that sort of stuff. That's part of, at least, what we talk about on the DJV download at djvshow.com. Now, this great Barrington Declaration that has been getting some attention, not as much as it should. Why do you think it's hard for people why do you think this hasn't spread around more? People paid attention.
Why do you think? But let's first, it's all politics, of course.
Of course, it's politics.
So this was a declaration that was authored and signed in Great Barrington, United States. And it was signed initially by three leading professors in the country. One, a professor of medicine at Harvard University. One, a professor of immunology and epidemiology at Oxford, and then another, a professor, a physician and epidemiologist and health economist at Stanford. So these are not exactly shady lowlives. These are prominent academics at what are considered the most acclaimed universities in the world. And what they're doing is saying, whoa, let's think. And these are experts in their field, so they're not, you know, smart people at great institutions outside of their field. So this is their field, how to protect the public from pandemics. And they're saying, whoa, folks, let's rethink this. Are we acting in the best interest of everybody for the long run by shutting down our lives and just going inside? And they have put together what's called, and you can all go look at it, the Great Barrington Declaration. It's infectious disease epidemiologists, public health scientists. They're concerned about the damaging physical and mental health impacts from the prevailing COVID-19 policies. And they're recommending what they call an approach called focused protection, so that those who we now know who are at highest risk, the elderly, those who have comorbid conditions, that we protect that subgroup of the population, but let everybody else go and live their life. Yes, you may want to wear a mask, social distance, keep your hands clean, but go live your life. They will generate herd immunity over time, and we won't have all of the horrible catastrophes that are going to occur because everybody is being enclosed. I can't tell you how much cardiovascular prevention we're missing, how much cancer prevention and treatment we're missing, how much other diseases that are not getting diagnosed and treated. Keeping children out of school is just painful to their long-term well-being. So Doug asked, why is this not getting more attention? And it's just because politically it's not a popular thing among people, some people, and unfortunately we're not using common sense here. Unfortunately politics is getting the way. But these three professors are just using good common sense and making a recommendation to use focused protection and let everybody else go live their life, you know, with some common sense.
Yep, that's what it all amounts to, common sense. All right, the COVID stuff continues, I'm sure, through the end of the year. We'll have lots of conversations still. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health with Doug Stephan.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. The questions continue. So somebody wanted to know whether heartburn drugs could be linked to diabetes. I don't understand how that could be the case. I think, haven't I been on heartburn drugs over the years that I've had the stuff with the allergies? Is that what we're talking about here, that kind of heartburn?
Well, the Nexium type of drugs.
Yeah.
That group of drugs, the proton pump inhibitors, there has been a link to long-term use to possibly raising the blood sugar. And that's why, even though they're now available over the counter, we shouldn't thoughtlessly just take them long-term.
But pop them like little pills.
Exactly. But if you're going to be on them for more than a week or two, please talk to your doctor. The other group of medications that we use for acid suppression, Pepcid, which is getting a lot of attention locally because there's some possibility it might actually provide some benefit for prevention of COVID, and also in treatment. But that's another story. But that group of medications, Zantac, which many used to use, which is now off the market, the other family of acid suppression, the so-called H2 blockers, histamine 2 blockers, and there are several other than those two that I just mentioned, though that family has not been associated with a decrease in blood sugar.
Am I right? Do I remember? Is it Zantac or some other drug that begins with a Z that's used to sort of confront or deal with depression? Why do I think it's
that's
the same thing?
Xanax with an X.
Xanax.
X-A-N-A-X. And it does sound too common. That's a common issue that people have.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Is it true, Dr. Ken, that dark chocolate is really better for you than milk chocolate? The answer to this isn't going to affect me because I don't like dark chocolate at all. I like the milk chocolate, but milk chocolate has sugar in it, right? And dark chocolate doesn't? Is that the difference?
What we're talking now is the antioxidant density for helping to keep the circulation healthy. And dark chocolate is incredibly dense in antioxidants that are health-promoting to the circulation, but it does have a lot of saturated fat and sugar, and that's why you can't overdo it. You have to thread that needle. So it's thought a square of dark chocolate a day is where the sweet spot is, if you will, in terms of benefit and risk. So, and you know, but the problem is I can't just stop there, so I don't even start.
Yeah, I think you and me as both. All right, the question about waking up at night. You and I have been talking about that. I have had cramps because of some of the effects of the statins. Other people get up at night, both men and women, as they get older, to go to the bathroom. Is that normal? Do you wake up at night and you go to the bathroom or do whatever? Do most people readily go back to sleep?
Well, night cramps, leg cramps, that people wake up for, most people get them because you stop taking fluids because you don't want to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate. And you have to thread that needle, that you're either going to wake up in the middle of the night to urinate or wake up in the middle of the night to have leg cramps because your volume depleted. So you have to know your own body. You have to know that you take enough to thread that needle and avoid both of them. And if you are waking up to urinate quite a bit and you're a male over the age of 60 or over any age, but especially as you're getting more older, you have to worry about your prostates getting enlarged, time to talk to the urologist. But with adequate fluid intake getting closer to bedtime, usually most of us can avoid waking up with leg cramps. And getting a good night's sleep, quality sleep, is so important.
All right. Last question has to do with appendicitis. Is it true that you can avoid surgery now if you have appendicitis? I thought it once it explodes, you got to get it out of you, right?
Well, one of the great breakthroughs in the last few years is the ability to use antibiotics, and there's a big list of them that are effective to treat an appendicitis. And in the New England Journal of Medicine this week, there's an article that 7 in 10 appendicitis patients treated with antibiotics avoid surgery.
All right. So there's a word to the wise. So there are a lot of things that are changing in the medical world, a lot of new questions, but some of the things, heart disease, cancer, all that stuff, we still need to answer those questions, so help yourself. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, here at 59 past the hour.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.